Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Speaking of Maysoon, I went to the Museum of Capitalism.
Oh yeah, that was all over the Facebook this week.
Have you been by yet?
No.
Should I wait to talk about it till you head over?
We can talk about it.
Gotta say, the show looks damn good.
Cool.
It looks really pro. A lot of the walls are kind of unfinished. It looks like a New York show, you know, with a lot of like wires and like exposed shit.
Is that a New York show? I thought you were going to say like really stark and like fluorescent lights.
I went there mainly to see Jenny Odell did a talk called How to Do Nothing.
Oh.
And it was incredible.
Aww.
It was one of the best talks I've ever seen. Okay, Maysoon, here's the deal. She's doing it again if you happen to be in Minneapolis sometime soon.
Oh, what? Are you kidding me?
I think, you know, we'll get her.
Could she do like a, maybe she could do like a 5-minute version of it?
On the PCAST?
On the PCAST.
No, I want the full thing, man. You got to get the full thing. It's a journey, man. It's a narrative.
Fuck.
Exactly, where it's kind of like triangulating a lot of things that seem unrelated.
So good.
But then they are. It was about bird watching and deep listening in the Rose Garden in Oakland.
Yeah.
And like the election and politics and technology and like the fucking workday and how the workday's all day 24/7 forever because of our fucking smartphones and shit. Now the birds are fucking awesome. She's communing with the fucking birds. I didn't fully shed tears, but I did well up 3 times.
Aww.
And she's got little drawing cartoons that go in certain parts and... It was just rock my fucking world.
Oh my God, I love that. It's nice when that shit happens.
Truly a beautiful lecture in my top 5 for sure. So point is.
Good work, Jenny Odell.
So I had a good experience at the Museum of Capitalism. Although I have to say, personally, the people that organized that slightly rubbed me the wrong way.
Who are they?
They're a group called Fictilis. I think it's 2 people.
Okay.
I'm not going to go any further than that.
Are they local? Is it like an art space that will be up for a while, or is it just a pop-up?
I think it's just
thing?
A pop-up, but okay. It'll maybe travel off somewhere else.
Is it like run by Levi's or something?
I don't know. I think they got a grant from something to do it. Not like a corporation like that, but they. I think they got some money somehow, because God, it's an expensive fucking project. Because it's in like one whole floor of that building that it's in. Jack London Square. There's been some criticism about like contributing to like the gentrification of West Oakland and stuff, but it's a pretty like industrially
not West
space.
Oakland feeling.
And you got to like climb up a million stairs to get to it. Not ADA accessible and no all gender restrooms.
Yeah, see, that's also not great.
So, but lots of excellent artists represented there.
So, is it a big space?
It's pretty big. If any artists that are part of that want to come on the show, either by name or anonymously.
Anonymous is always fun.
We can change your voice or we can recreate your voice through a robot.
Yeah.
So give us a call, 419-351-6606, or you can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. Let me give you some real inside scoops on San Francisco, okay?
Oh, yeah, please do. Thanks.
Okay, number one. You're not really from Frisco if you haven't rode the cable car to and from work.
First of all, it's not called Frisco. Okay, so
Maysoon,
that's
you're
just
not,
a big fail right there.
You're not a real Friskin if you haven't gone down to Fisherman's Wharf for lunch and gotten yourself a Golden Gate Bridge keychain.
You're not a real San Franciscan if you haven't ever been to the Buena Vista restaurant down on Fisherman's Wharf. And had a fucking Irish coffee, which is the most amazing coffee in the world. Yes.
Soon I was just messing around.
I'm not
you
messing
took it
around.
To a real
for
place.
Real. They're $8 and they're worth every goddamn penny.
Oh, hey, here's
and we'll
another.
Get you trashed quickly.
Here's another show I saw.
No, give me another tip.
That's all of it. I actually did ride the cable car to SFAI this morning.
Wasn't it super fun?
Yeah. I saw another show over there at City Limits and I went over for the talk for Tasha Steinmetz has a show. Called Death Valley Covered in Flowers.
Oh, is that the title of it?
Uh-huh. Nice title. And it's a solid show.
It sounds like it was pretty on point.
Also on point.
Yeah.
Tasha Steinmetz, who I went to undergrad with back in Ohio.
Was the talk with
Layla?
Yeah, okay. I didn't want to be like
with Layla and Ralph and Elena Gross.
Okay.
Speaking of, Tasha was on a new podcast by Cranium Corporation. I'll have a link to it in the Underworld Everything's Coming Up podcast.
What's the name of the podcast? The podcast is called Cranium Corporation?
I think so. Tasha lives here. She went to CCA for graduate school, but she's moving back to Ohio because she got a...
She's from Ohio.
She got a full-time teaching job at our undergrad.
Oh, damn. Will she have opportunities out there? Hopefully.
So go check out that show, by the way, because it's all kinds. It's painting, sculpture.
Isn't there a tapestry in there?
Conceptual. Am I making that shit up?
Okay, good.
Uh-huh. And the talk was really fascinating about, she talked about like kind of her process through grad school and beyond. She was like researching all these different like iconography that she kind of had like organized while she was in grad school through kind of, so the two she focused on in the talk were like this image of O.J. Simpson where he's trying on the glove. Mm-hmm. It was in her show, a bunch of O.J. Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mickey Mouse in white gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like reading about Mickey Mouse because if you think about it, he's like he's black except for just like that little piece of his face and then his white gloves. And she was researching why he wears white gloves. And I think she talks about this in the other podcast. So I'm probably going to not do it justice. But she found this quote from Disney. Yeah. thing that it was like the gloves show the actions of his black body, the white gloves, and that how that related to O.J. Simpson and like the actions of his black body and how that related to gloves just like set off this chain of ideas and her work got into all these different things, fruit, the color orange, and like all these different kind of like ways to talk about like race and skin and symbolism and embed meanings into certain things like color.
Sure.
And it was just a really fascinating talk. It could have gone on all night and I would have been happy to listen.
Kind of unlike, how did you fare with the talk at Minnesota Street Projects that I saw you at?
Oh, Claire Daigle
did a talk on chromatics.
I was really inspired by it, but I did have to leave in the middle because I was hungry as hell. But it really, as a painter, it made me think a lot about how I choose the palette that I do. She really broke it down.
Mm-hmm.
She really broke it down. They had to have an intermission. She was basically going through the whole rainbow.
Yeah.
She did white, black, then we started to pink, and then we had to take a break. So I think from there she went through
She did gray when I was there, and then pink. Well, I went to a bunch of shows this weekend.
Let's hear it.
I went to so many.
I saw Indira Allegra give a talk at Catherine Clark.
Oh, were you there?
It was... You were there?
No.
Oh. She gave a very succinct talk about some of her work, but then she kind of got into some of the stuff she's doing at the Headlands right now. And she's doing these kind of like loom performances and dances.
Yeah,
where she's like
images
on
of that.
The loom and like doing things with her body in the loom. And she talked about how like all the work is about like processing things like pain through this like really, really slow medium and like getting, not just dealing with like stories that are about like police violence and pain like within the story, but also that like weaving itself can be a very painful process like to the body of the weaver. So she had all these weaving tools, including like this paddle thing,
the shuttle,
but she had the shuttle, the bobbin, all this stuff. And then she brought up Anton, who works there at Catherine Clark, and did an S&M basically demonstration on him where she kind of like whipped him with these cord things.
And he was into it, I hope.
Oh yeah, he was awesome. And she put like the whatever this bobbin or whatever in his mouth, like
a bite,
kind of like those. Right, yeah. Bone? Whatever those things are that horses have, like a bridle. Or she'll be tabling at the San Francisco Art Book Fair. And she has.
Will she be at the Headlands booth?
Yeah. No, maybe. Make sure.
Just look for her.
Probably. She'll be there anyhow. And then the Headlands has open house or something coming up where I think she'll be like
Let's
showing
Let's go visit
this
her.
Stuff.
There's some interesting shows at the Wattis. I want to say you should go there. There's two shows at the Wattis. The first one is called Know Your City. And your is Y-E-R.
Okay. Maysoon. What is it? Who is it? What is it?
Okay.
Let me look at the goddamn...
No, let me tell you first.
I got to say right off that the text on the front cover that says Know Your City... is
kind of sporty,
reminiscent to me of the Hollywood sign.
Oh, hey now, I think that's pretty good.
Already laying down some sharp interpretations.
I initially thought sports, but you're so right. So
take that, Susan Sontag.
Go. It's an exhibition of work by Patrick Jackson, who I don't know at all.
Do we ever know these people that the water springs through?
No, we don't. But basically, the show is this show is in the front space of the water, so the larger space. And it's when you walk in, there's like a big curtain, like almost immediately a curtain of what looks like vinyl, and like a vinyl curtain that's like really folded multiple times.
Okay, now is that a matte vinyl or it's kind of shiny?
Kind of a gloss, like a shiny kind of coated vinyl, gloss. Let's say. And if you look at the vinyl, it's like accordioned. So it's
folded with sharp pleats.
Not sharp, soft.
But not like when you see a movie theater curtain that has soft,
yes,
soft folds.
So here's the deal. It looks like a curtain that's closed, but it's going all the way across the room. Do you know what I mean?
I love when we try to do our formal breakdown.
Well, because I feel like if a curtain is open, it's flat. It has a more flat look. But this actually looks like a curtain is closed where it's got those curves in it.
Yes.
But it's spanning the entire length or width of the room.
So they're a soft fold, not a hard fold.
That's right. Soft fold.
You're not seeing creases, hard, sharp creases, you're seeing undulating, organic folds.
Yes. Of this big vinyl.
Sensual.
Floor to ceiling. No, not sensual. Definitely not sensual at all, Kate.
Okay.
And then when you
about,
look.
No, let's spend about five more minutes on the entryway.
Okay.
What color is the vinyl, Mason?
It has, if you look at the vinyl closely, or from afar but closely, if you're like paying attention to it.
From a medium, let's say 5 feet,
I mean
10
closely
feet?
As in actually looking at it, but not looking at it right up close.
Okay.
Not just walking by it. You're spending
so
a moment
if you're more
observing.
Than 4 feet away. Okay.
Then you start to notice that they look like backdrops. Or landscapes. Or
they're painted.
They're not painted. They're vinyl.
Mason, you're blowing my mind. So, but there's imagery on the
curtains. There's imagery on the curtains. And there's multiple kinds
printed?
Of imagery. Must be printed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's printed.
Printed.
With ink?
As opposed to?
Anything. You could print anything with anything. Could print with icing.
I think probably ink.
Okay.
I don't think it was icing. I didn't lick it, though, so I can't really be sure of that.
Did you smell it? What did it smell like?
It smelled like plastic.
So, but with scenery.
Yes.
Of an outdoor exterior? No, I don't want to see a picture, Mason.
Okay, no, of an outdoor exterior. So, like, you know, one scenery, one image backdrop might have looked like an alleyway.
So there were multiple curtains.
With, like, graffiti. It was one curtain with multiple scenes.
Images printed.
Yes.
And also that it had these undulating folds.
Right. And so,
so slightly obscured.
Exactly. You weren't seeing it as clearly as you could if the curtain was stretched, right?
Mm.
So you're kind of like just barely getting what you're looking at. That's why you have to spend actual time observing or looking. So like one scene might have been like a Victorian house.
Oh, so another, with buildings. Another I was thinking scene, just pure nature.
No. There was no, it was all
there was
sort
of, evidence
it was
of
all
human
urban
life.
Feeling. It, okay. So one scene was like an alleyway with graffiti on it, you know. So it was,
and now Mason. These prints,
mm-hmm.
Were they from photographs?
I don't know if they were from photographs.
I mean, when you looked at it, were you like, damn, I'm looking at a photograph? Or were you like, damn, I'm looking at some kind of 2D art that someone made through drawing, painting, or pastels, or, you know, silkscreen?
It really looked like stage sets to me. So,
but so painted.
Like, it looked like it could have been painted and then transferred to some digital.
Mason, why don't you take a look? No. I don't want to see it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is intense.
You know, they usually give a little rundown.
Hold on.
Mason's looking deeply into the catalog that came
yet.
With the show, the usual.
I took a picture of the
I don't know what size those are because they're definitely the Wattis. Catalogs
7 by 8
are not printed on 8.5 by 17, which is the usual kind of bigger paper that you would get. I'm wondering if they get those printed and they're cut down from a larger piece of paper.
The show is a composition of images. I took a picture of the wall label,
oh,
though.
Don't you dare.
I took a picture of the wall label. I'm not. Big jerk. Hold on, people. Hold on. We're working our way.
My favorite part of the show.
So the wall label says, "Know your media, know your city, 2017."
With a Y-E-R.
Y-E-R. Used. Can I tell you about this? It's a used. It's a.
What's is, was this the big surprise?
Are you gonna be upset if you hear?
Maybe.
Used theater backdrops.
Okay.
Stretched billboard vinyl.
All right.
Framed silver gelatin photographs. Those are on the wall. Oh, okay. Those are a different
okay. So
thing.
These are, this is everything in the show, not just the curtain that we're discussing.
The curtain is vinyl, though.
So the curtain
the
is
the curtains are theater backdrops. Exactly.
So those are painted, I bet.
But they're not in this. They aren't actually painted. They're you don't see. They're digital prints. Anyhow, love it. So there's, listen to me. We're not even done. So you walk in. There's a
wait,
wall.
Now, Maysoon, can you tell me what where the curtains exactly are located? So can you see the desk of the person?
You can see the desk. So you walk in. You know how the desk for the gallery sitters is always to the right?
Yes.
The desk is to the right.
Okay.
In its usual orientation.
Uh-huh.
Now.
Facing?
Facing you.
You.
Yeah, of course. So right
along. Not as you're walking in. You have to walk up about 10 feet.
So you walk in, and if you turn to the right, you will walk into the desk.
You turn your whole body.
However, if you walk in and go straight, you'll walk into the curtain.
All right.
If you don't actually turn one way or the other, you will walk into this huge wall of curtain.
Now, how far is it exactly from the desk?
Shut up. The curtain is like, maybe there's like 2 feet between it and the desk.
Maysoon, if you're sitting at the desk, can you reach out your arm and touch the curtain?
Yes. That's why I said 2 feet. I want you to make a drawing. Can you make a drawing based on what we're talking about here?
Yeah. I'm going to remake this whole piece.
Do it. What does it sound like?
Not right now.
Okay. So you walk in. You're confronted with this huge curtain of vinyl.
Confronted.
With
how
these
tall is the curtain?
Floor to ceiling, Kate. Floor to fucking ceiling.
15 feet?
I don't know, whatever that space is.
20 feet?
Quite huge. And then you turn to the left. And then there's these large images.
Large is a relative term.
I want to say, you know what? Jean's going to listen to this and she's going to fucking laugh her ass off. Because every time we talk about Wattis, we're always doing this. Jean, welcome to our world. Remember that last show?
Yes.
And then remember when you freaked out about the MFA review that you couldn't walk through? They were laughing at that. Anyhow.
You know what I have to say, Maysoon, before you get any deeper into this many layered story of this show.
Layered.
Is that I like to go into these formal analyses of the shows that
I appreciate it
because their shows feel
so formal.
Considered.
Yeah.
Well, not just that they have a lot of formal concerns, but they're going this deep. They're spending a lot of time talking to each other, reading the books, going deep.
Yeah.
Getting the students in there.
Yeah.
Going thread by thread.
Vinyl by vinyl.
And so if you're going to look at these shows in the way that they demand, you got to be breaking it down.
So on the wall, on the walls.
The walls that if you walk straight through the door and through the vinyl, as if you're that dude that can walk through walls.
Right. The walls are on your
left
and on your right.
But not straight ahead of
you. Not straight ahead of you. On the walls to your left and right are these very large, I'll get to measurements. Let me think for a second. 6 maybe 5 foot by 7 foot portraits of what I assume to be movie stars or actors. Some people were recognizable, some people were not. And I was like, I don't know who the hell half these people are.
Wait, how many were there?
10 to 12.
Okay.
On the walls.
That big, where the face is taking
it's
up almost the whole
it's
picture.
All face. It's happening. It's interesting.
An exquisite detail.
Well, it's a little bit of like a soft focus. I wouldn't say you could see the pores.
Okay.
You know, it's also in this like similar vinyl, like thick vinyl material. So from billboards, you can just imagine billboards being pulled down and cut.
Of course.
So then you enter in this middle space where you're standing between two of these vinyl walls, right? So you're seeing the backside of one of them, which is black. And then you're seeing another set of imagery. And then that's the show. Then there's a set of photographs, which I barely spent any time looking at. Because I was so like, what is going on in here? I was just sort of like,
Maysoon, how did it all smell?
Like plastic.
Did it smell like vinyl?
Yeah,
like
they need to open the door. It wasn't terrible, but it was definitely like, this is definitely a plastic.
I have had friends that have done big vinyl prints, and if it's fresh off the press, that shit'll knock you out.
It wasn't quite that bad. Anyhow, that show is super interesting, and
we didn't even get to the conceptual underpinning.
Right, exactly. Which we'll get
and
to,
we won't.
We'll get to when, maybe when you go visit. We can revisit. I want to read this little book here. I'd go with you again. Go again with you. You don't want to see a picture of it, please?
No, I want to see the actual show.
Don't. I took a panorama.
Don't you dare. Okay, I'm now looking at an image that Maysoon took. Okay, so Maysoon, what we didn't mention is that the undulating folds are very regular.
Yes.
They're very in a very recognizable pattern where each one is folded at a common interval.
I agree. Good. Good observation.
I was imagining a little more like...
like spontaneous.
Just not
feeling.
So it looks machined almost. You know how these are folded.
Do you see that crazy curtain?
So he just kind of got all this stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting mix of people. Mm-hmm. I think they are all movie people.
Yeah. I mean, it's Janelle
Or maybe
Monáe.
Some models, too. Like, this looks like a clothing ad.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's definitely something to do with the industry. We can say that.
Know your city.
Know your city. Hollywood sign. I didn't get that at first. Good one. I think that's spot on.
Wild times. Oh, Wattis. What is it all about?
Oh, nice.
All right, Maysoon. I think my brain can do no more today.
I think that's enough.
That was a hard labor.
Did you see Hung's new show?
Oh, go and check it out over at the Oakland Museum of California. They've got a show of Dorothea Lange's photographs. You know, they have over 25,000 photographs of hers in the collection there.
And at Rena Branson?
No, at
Which
the
collection?
Oakland Museum.
Oh. Sorry, Hung showed...
Hung has paintings up that are based on Dorothea Lange's shows at the Oakland Museum.
Okay, I was talking about
Minnesota
Street
Dorothea
Brothers.
Lange's photographs. And P.S., Hung's got work up over at Rita Branston at Minnesota Street. Didn't know that. Thought you were talking about the Oakland Museum.
It's the same series then.
Oh, yeah. Is it other Dorothea Lange pictures?
Yeah, definitely have Dorothea Lange.
Yep.
Anyhow, I thought it was interesting that I feel like Hung's style has... I mean, it's still very, like, Hung, but there are these, like, really bright, like, streaks of paint that she's using now, which is somewhat different from her, maybe more familiar. Did you notice that at all?
God bless her. I love her.
Was that just me? Like that?
Well, I gotta go. I haven't gone yet.
Just thought it was kind of cool to see, you know.
Someone who's like really established and like really has a...
an artist who's so...
has their shit set. And now she's going off on a new tangent.
I mean, it still really looks like Hung's work, but it's just really...
yeah, there are.
It's really noticeable.
Bright colors kind of
like
going in outlines.
Bright red, bright orange, bright green.
Yeah.
As like highlights to people's faces.
It kind of reminds me
a little bit
of like Chuck Close.
Oh, interesting.
Where there's like these bright shapes that if you look closely, they look abstract, but then you go out and you're like, oh, it's part of a portrait.
Right, totally.
But they also are kind of like outlining the different color patches on the person's face.
Mm-hmm.
It's very odd.
Isn't it interesting?
It's kind of trippy.
It's funny because I went to some of these galleries with someone, and I was mentioning, I was tripping out about it. I was like, look how that's just so wild that she's using these bright colors like that. Like these streaks of color on the faces or as outlines or highlights.
What if she goes fucking full abstract?
I don't know.
What if she becomes a surrealist? Okay. I'm looking at one here that you took a picture of, and this is like a really famous photo by Dorothea Lange.
Mm-hmm.
Is it by Dorothea Lange or is this like Walker Evans or somebody? I'm guessing they're all Dorothea Lange just because of our whole Oakland Museum context. But, you know, she's worked. So this is now that I recognize this is a Dorothea Lange photograph, mm-hmm. if it is, which I'm assuming, it makes sense that she's injecting all this color into these black and white photographs.
Because they're black and white, yeah.
And like adding like almost like neon little.
They are neon for sure.
Yeah. Huh.
Anyhow, I just thought it was exciting to see someone like Hung, who's like so established in her career and in her painting style, and to be doing something I think pretty.
Fucking, I'm blasting off now.
Pretty
that's
bold,
me.
You know. Like this is I'm
I
doing
don't
this
fuck
now.
Around.
I appreciated
when
it.
I do want to fuck around. All right, everybody, if you got any cat tips, cat quips, send them to us. congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. You know, we also have our listener survey always available if you want to send us some feedback about who you are and what you want to hear on the show. We got our listener survey at congratulationspinetree.com. Is that Harvey Milk?
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
As a saint.
I'll tell you one thing. Frozen pizza.
She's dead, guys. Give her
lose.
A break.
You can't lose with just a nice frozen pizza staying in your house, laying belly down on the ground, letting the cats walk on your back.
Aw.
And on that note, I'll tell you one place I won't be going, and that's from the bridge.
You're already there. To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.